Hey everyone, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, at TCO Studios at Winter Park, working toward Christmas and toward another border battle game between the Vikings and the Packers, this one at Lambeau Field. The Vikings took it to Green Bay in week two, another intense matchup coming up in a couple of days. Let's get to your questions. All right, here we go. Number one comes from Gary. How do you go from 5-0 to where the Vikings are right now? Well, the Vikings are 7-7 right now. They've lost a bunch of games in the second half of the season. A few things have happened. Close games and critical moments that went the Vikings' way in the first 5 weeks. Well, some of them have gone against the Vikings of late. Penalties have been a thorn in the Vikings' side, and how can you deny injuries have caused attrition for this roster? Hopefully the Vikings can overcome those obstacles in the final 2 weeks and finish strong. Our next question comes from Pasquale. What do you think is the primary problem with my team? Is it pass protection or run blocking or both? Well, I wouldn't put the Vikings' struggles lately all at the feet of the offensive linemen. It's a team game, and no facet of the Vikings has been perfect all season long. In fact, last week we saw the defense, which has been very good all season, struggle against the Colts. There's no doubt, though, the offensive line has been beat up and has taken its lumps. I expect them to bow up in the final 2 weeks and help the Vikings finish with a bang. Dave has our next question. Are our linebackers as good as we are led to believe? I think the answer is yes. Eric Kendricks, in his second season, he's playing great against the run as well. Anthony Barr, now head coach Mike Zimmer said Anthony Barr can be better at everything, but I think that's a classic case of a head coach being hard on one of his best players. I expect Barr to have a great game against the Packers on Saturday. Steve has the next comment. The team quit, Wobby. Say what you want, but you saw it with your own eyes. No, I don't think so, Steve. I don't think the Vikings quit. I will say the Colts came out with more intensity, and the Vikings did not respond after being punched in the gut the way we normally see them do. It was an uncharacteristic performance by the Vikings against the Colts, but that's part of the reason I think you're going to see a characteristic performance by the Vikings on Saturday against Green Bay. Will it result in a win? We won't know until we watch the game, but I think you're going to see a fired-up Viking squad on Saturday. Mike from Goodwin, South Dakota, asks, what can Coach Zimmer do to fire up this team? I know it seems like a stiff challenge after how they looked last week against the Colts, but all Mike Zimmer has to do is turn on the film from week two, a 17-14 victory by the Vikings, in which the Vikings defense played awesome. It was Sam Bradford's first start as a member of the Vikings, and Stephon Diggs had 182 yards and a touchdown. Turn that tape on and then remind the team what's on the line this week. The Vikings can play spoiler to the Packers' postseason chances, and if they win and a bunch of stuff goes right, the Vikings can still try and crash these playoffs. Our final question comes from Nick. Can the Vikings make it to the playoffs as a wild card? Yes, they can. Two games to go. A lot of things have to go the right way. Take a look at the screen. The Vikings, they have to win out. They have to beat the Packers and then beat the Bears. They need Washington to lose one of their final two games. They need Tampa Bay to lose both of their games. And at the end of the day, I know it sounds weird, but we need Detroit to win the division. If those things happen, your Vikings are playing wild card weekend. That would be a lot of fun. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. Thanks for watching, and again, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you and yours from all of us at the Vikings Entertainment Network. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Pick Six, so please send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And in the meantime, check out Skol Stories this week. Rich Gannon and Neil Reynolds from Sky Sports in the UK, they join the show to talk Vikings past and future. The Vikings are playing in London next year. Neil talks about that. He has a great perspective on it. Thanks for watching. See you guys next time.